Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Okay, Fran, what was that?
That was when you try to play music off the PC. I missed the button there, and it's authentic.
I don't even know what this song is.
Oh, it's a little Nipsey.
Oh, is this Nipsey Hussle?
Nipsey and YG. Last time I checked.
Okay. All right. I got my eye on you, friend.
Well, you know with him, man. Yeah, it is, dude.
Yeah. I will play the songs that you're supposed to, I promise.
I'm actually surprised I knew what that was when he was playing.
Okay. All right. I got to keep my eye on
That's
him.
A good one, though.
That's all. Just keeping my eye on him. The Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google five-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. The Eagles have to reach the Super Bowl this season for it to be a success. Yes or no? What do you think the votes are with this one?
Come on, Big Whammy! I'm going to go.
Come on, Big Whammy is. You should cut that. And also, that is not what they said in the show, but that's okay.
Big Whammy, no Whammy?
Yeah, no whammies. No whammies.
Okay.
Come on, Big Whammy. I don't think anybody wants a whammy. But.
All right. I'm going to go. Everybody wants the title. Yeah. Let's go 73%.
81%.
Wow. Well, yes. Higher than I thought.
Yeah. Well,
we got high expectations, Spike, the way it should be.
We should. And NFC Championship is a
that's not high
an accomplishment. It is an accomplishment. Now, as I told Ike before the show, if they lose that NFC Championship game, I will crush them the next day. But when given context, I think getting to the NFC Championship game is a success this year. You don't have to get to the Super Bowl. 215-592.
Don't utter those words, man. Yeah,
well,
do not utter those words.
I got to trigger everybody. 215-592-9494. Clay in Kansas City. You're on WIP. What's up, Clay?
Hey, guys. First off, congratulations to Jack. I noticed it. Because,
on his days off?
Well, no, I'll tell you why I noticed it, because I follow Jack on something, and my daughter's 16, and she's named Sutton. So,
actually,
it's more of a girl's name, I think. No, and I don't mean that to diss Jack at all. I think it's one of those names that could go either way.
Sure,
but
sure.
I have seen kids name that name, both girls and boys. My daughter was one of the first in the Kansas City area, and since then, we go to a really big church. We ran into a couple little girls that have been named that.
Well, so, you know,
kind of cool.
Their second choice from Sutton was Brenda as his second son, and then Stephanie.
This is going bad.
Well, thank God he dodged. Jill dodged Juan. That
right.
Would have been a tough one.
She did. She did.
I wonder if Sutton was some sort of a derivation of Soto. That's what I was wondering. Can we get some confirmation on that?
That's
a good. Yeah, actually, that's a good point. Yeah.
I was just wondering about that.
Yeah. So,
well, and anyway, truthfully, Clay, now that you bring that up, I can imagine Jack trying, if they had signed Soto, trying to explain to us that Sutton
was,
was a variation
the most
of Soto.
Jack ever right there to try to pull a fast one. Jill's too smart for him, though. She'd have known.
We got to find out, though, Clay. We got to find out, is he a fan of Don Sutton?
Don Sutton, the pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I don't know what
Don
Jack
Sutton is. He's not old enough to know who Don Sutton is.
Well,
he's with
baseball, with any
right,
other sport.
Like, I don't know. Yes.
God, that would be funny if he's named after Don Sutton.
He's not even old enough to remember Don Sutton doing TBS games. I wouldn't think when
we were kids. Actually, that's where I remember him from. Yes,
that's where I remember him too. I don't really remember the man pitching, but
dude. Also, last thing, Clay. Don Sutton was always old, even when
always
he was pitching.
Old, yes.
He was old.
Listen, he
was like Morgan
perm,
Freeman.
Though. He always had a perm, didn't he?
He did.
He always had a perm.
He had curly hair. Yep.
Yeah. And so, hey, I'm just going to tell you, and maybe I feel differently about it because of the way it hit 2 years ago when, you know, the Chiefs won, and I'm here in Kansas City. But to me, they got to get the chip. I mean, they got to not just get there; they got to win it all to take that taste out of my mouth.
What do you think about that? I have to win it.
That's what I really want to go ahead and say. I don't even know why I said just get to the Super Bowl. I really am saying they need to win it all. That's really what I'm saying. That's really because here's
football.
The thing.
Corey was right. It's the best roster in football.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. It is.
What's the point of getting there and not winning?
Well, yeah.
That and you know the other factor that you got to remember is in 22
we were really healthy, and knock on wood,
yes,
we have been very healthy this year, you know, which is what made 2017 such a crazy run, because JP got hurt, Jordan Hicks got hurt, and then the Bronco got hurt. I mean, how in the world did we win that Super Bowl with those guys hurt? But we did. So, I mean, this year just feels like they need to win it. I mean,
am I forgetting somebody? Oh, BG. BG was a starter right at the beginning of the year. Well, was he a starter?
Well, I get BG, but I'm just saying, you're always going to have injuries, but this year,
sure.
I mean, I
was thinking, Clay, I think we got all 22 of our starters, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, like we got all 22 of our guys.
Now, Bryce Huff.
The Lions have 22 guys on IR, from what I understand.
They do. So. You know what, though? I said a couple of weeks ago that the one thing I was a little worried with the Lions is that they're going to have two things. They're going to have the best record in the NFC, and they're also going to have this weird sort of underdog, nobody believes in us stuff. And I was watching that game on Sunday night, and that defense beating the hell out of Sam Darnold.
I was surprised.
And I was thinking to myself, oh no, have they convinced themselves that nobody believes
nobody
in them
believes
anymore?
In us. Yeah.
If you want one coach,
it's a scary thing,
to convince a team that nobody believes in them, Dan Campbell's not a perfect coach, but I bet he can convince
that
team.
Oh, he's perfect
team.
At that. Yeah.
Clay, go ahead, Clay.
One thing real quick, though, I say, if you look at all these teams in the NFC, they're blitz-heavy teams. The Eagles don't. I mean, we know that. The Eagles don't blitz. You watch that game the other night, Lions and Vikings blitzed all the
time. Oh, yeah, it was
game.
Coming after Darnold, yeah.
So, yeah. And as far as your question, Jeopardy.
Yeah. So
I love Jeopardy.
It's a great game show. It's just too hard. Maybe I'm too dumb.
You know,
you couldn't figure out Jeopardy.
I'm not a facts guy.
Okay.
I do feel like it got harder since Alex Trebek left, and I'll listen off the air, guys. Have a great day. Happy New Year.
All right, thank you, Clay.
I'm not a facts guy.
Well, you know
okay,
how
I get it. I understand it.
Well, and it's also
I'm just surprised you aren't you're not a big history guy.
I'm not a big history guy. I like knowing things, but I like knowing things about the things that I care about. The problem with Jeopardy is you have to know everything about everything.
Yep.
And the other...
I would hope they had one sports category. One sports category and one music category.
You feel like you can get two or three answers and not embarrass yourself.
Yep.
The other thing with Jeopardy is, and this happens every time you're arguing with somebody and you say, oh, there must have been 10 players who did that. And they go, name one. And you freeze.
Right.
The thing about Jeopardy is... all these people, they know almost, they're clicking the button on every question.
Yes.
On every question.
Yeah.
Too smart.
No, Jeopardy was hard. Yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Now, there is one of our writers for the Writes Ricky Sanchez, Andrew, was just on Pop Culture Jeopardy, which I didn't even know that existed. It's on Amazon Prime.
That should be fun.
Yeah. Now
Pop
that.
Pop Culture. Yeah.
That seems
I might can hang in that one.
Well,
no.
But you get a lot of stuff wrong.
I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. I can't even dispute that. Yeah. No, you're right.
Yeah, you
certainly
awesome.
Mix
Big
up
whammy.
A lot of stuff for sure.
What was the thing you
come
just
on,
hit?
Big whammy.
Yeah. That's one thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Big
yes. So, yes. I started off in the first segment.
Yeah. Now, before we get back to the calls.
Yeah.
Let's say they, you know, we've heard a lot of, especially before the season, we heard Nick Sirianni hot seat.
Yeah.
And throughout the year, even, I would say during the
they damn near took a 10-game winning streak.
Yes.
to quiet
to get
people.
It off there. But I think you could go back, and I think people are still saying they need to make a run, blah, blah, blah. Let's say the Eagles lose to the Packers on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's any chance Nick Sirianni gets fired?
Now, obviously, the details matter,
yes.
Right? The details matter. I would like to lean towards no, but the details matter. I would lean towards no.
Okay,
it would have to be pretty bad on his part from basically an embarrassment to the organization,
right.
For him to get fired. And I don't think he would go down that road.
Yeah, he's walked that line.
Yeah. No, and his emotions can get out there a little bit, and this is going to be one of those games where there's a lot of emotion involved in this game.
Yep.
Because you know what's at stake. And believe me, he would feel, if this is a tight game, late in the game, like, you feel that. You feel that because you know this is a finale. Like Matt LaFleur isn't feeling that. He's safe over there in Green Bay.
Right.
Right? Like, but
Kevin
here,
McConnell in Minnesota is safe.
Is safe, exactly.
Sean McVay is safe.
Is safe. Yeah, Nick may be the only one feeling any type of pressure because the Washington coach is the first year in.
Yep.
Right? You know, Dan Campbell isn't going anywhere.
Todd Bowles not going anywhere.
Todd Bowles isn't going anywhere. Yeah, Nick may be the only one. And Nick shouldn't be there, but you know how we are.
And not,
you know how we are.
And you say you know how we are. And I still don't agree with Elliott's overall take. But I think what he was trying to say about playing at home versus playing on the road, because he said he thought there could be some advantages to playing a playoff game on the road specifically for the Eagles. I'm thinking about, you're thinking about the stress and the pressure. I'm thinking about the way the crowd on Sunday would react if we go into halftime down 13-3.
Oh, they'll probably boo.
They'll definitely boo.
Yeah.
You know, and I wonder, that's the only thing I would, because I'm a Sirianni guy. I don't think they should fire him even if they lose on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. And I think, regardless, I think he should get an extension. I think he has proved that they can win with him.
Yes.
And I think he should be the coach. I think he should get an extension. However, the one thing, I worry about him in a different way than I think a lot of other people do. I don't worry about his decisions. I don't worry about him. But I do worry about the sort of anxiety that it causes and how he feels when the crowd gets on him. Because he definitely gets pissed off when the crowd gets on him.
And he hears it.
Yes. He hears it.
Back there yelling behind the bench, yelling at him.
He hears it and he lets the crowd know that he hears
it.
Which is different. I'm sure every coach hears it. That they care to a varying degree. He clearly cares a lot and it affects him. And what I don't want the crowd to do if they're down 13-3 is affect him.
I agree.
Yeah.
I'm with you on that. And that's kind of what happened in that Cleveland game. That's kind of what happened.
Yes.
The Cleveland game. So, no, I hear you there. And I think you and I are aligned together on just having Nick here and he's the right coach. I've given plenty of testimonies and on his behalf. But, man, there is something to this, Spike. There's something to giving you this much talent and not cashing in. It's so hard to maintain this. Man, Corey hit the nail on the head when he brought up the 49ers. Because he's absolutely right. The 49ers have had a pretty good run for the last 5 or 6 years.
And there's been talk about, I don't know if it's real, but about like them trading Kyle Shanahan and all that
to
kind
the
of
Bears
stuff.
Or whatever. So, yeah, you wonder with them, has the message gotten stale and you gone as far as you can with them out there in San Francisco? But there is something to not taking advantage of a roster that you have. Because now you look at the 49ers, they're older, banged up.
They have to pay Purdy.
You got disgruntled players. Now you got to pay the quarterback. Their window may have closed. They went to 5 straight. They're like us. Only thing is they got to one more Super Bowl than we did. And I'm speaking when I played. But they went to 4 or 5 conference title games, right?
And then you saw eventually with Andy, it just sort of unraveled.
Yes!
That was 14 years, you know, it's longer than Kyle Shanahan's been there.
Coaches rarely get that long nowadays.
Yeah, I will be interested to see what happens in San Francisco because they also do have this. It's been a weird year for them, you know, McCaffrey being hurt and what's his name on defense getting hurt right away.
Greenlaw.
No, somebody else. The guy was on our team.
Oh, Hargrave.
Hargrave got hurt.
Yep.
And the year after the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. But I agree there's something about not cashing in. I do think that he has proven, and especially with the bounce back of this year, I think this year means a lot to me.
I agree.
In some ways, and I know no one will agree with this, in some ways I think this season has already been a success. In that, after what happened last year, after the considering firing the head coach, after, you know, the sort of rocky situation that was surrounding him and the rocky situations that happened within the year. Now, one of them was his responsibility. But that said, I think in a lot of ways that Sirianni has proved a lot this year. He proved that he can become a better head coach. I think his best days are probably ahead of him even.
You hope so, yeah.
He can continue to be a better head coach. So I think in a lot of ways, not in the ultimate goal way, but in a lot of ways, this Eagle season has already been a success, considering what happened last year.
There's truth to that. There's truth to that. And I don't think anybody can deny that.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody can deny that. There is that level of, yes, it has been a successful season from that standpoint. I just look at it like now we're to the postseason and you're healthy. And you got all your guys. Let's go get this thing.
Right. Yeah.
So, to your point, I, his career here as head coach shouldn't hinge on whether or not they win Sunday.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think it should either. 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl for this season to be a success? Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
Big bucks, no whammies.
That's yeah, big bucks, no whammy.
That was my guess. So if anybody, I guess it doesn't matter if somebody else took it, but that was my favorite.
Okay.
Oh, but that, no, that's press good. Your luck. It was
press
a great
luck.
One.
Yeah. Yep. Press your luck. Yes, sir. I agree with Ike on this. You know, at the beginning of the season, once they signed Saquon, I was like, all right, we're definitely going to be in the playoffs. But when that defense started coming together, I'm like, we need to be in the Super Bowl. We do have the best roster in the league. You know, like I said, at the beginning of the season, I would have said making the playoffs a deep run would have been good enough with what we had. But the way they've been playing, I would be upset if they don't, A, get in the Super Bowl, and B, I would be really upset if they didn't make it. I'm not so upset if they didn't win, depending on how they lost, but I expect them to win the playoff or win the Super Bowl.
All right. Two questions, Jeff. First of all, did you tell Fran that you didn't think they needed to get to the Super Bowl and then change your mind because you were talking to Ike?
No, I heard Ike's open monologue. Oh, okay. And I was like, I could have literally called you and said, I agree with Ike. Goodbye.
I'm just on the screen. The only reason I'm asking you is because on the screen it says on board with Spike, and that is the only reason I'm asking.
No, I did not.
Okay, all right.
So I knew it was Fran.
So, you guys rhyme. The names rhyme.
Oh.
Look, man.
Easy mistake. Easy mistake.
Easy mistake for you.
No, you're good, Jeff. Okay. It's just Fran put it on the screen.
I was trying to figure out whether Fran screwed up or you got bullied by Ike. That's the only thing.
I'm not getting bullied by anybody.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about, Jeff.
Here's my real question. I know what I'm getting with Fran. Trust me. Well, here's my real question, though. So you're telling me, though, and I understand... I'm on board in that, yes, they have the talent to get to the Super Bowl, 100%. But you're telling me that the Eagles get to the NFC Championship game, play in Detroit, lose the game 34-30. You're going to look back in that and say the Eagles, this was not a successful season for the Eagles, because I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm going to say they blew it, because I think Detroit, with all the injuries they have, they're still doing things with a little smoke and mirrors.
They just beat the Vikings 34-9.
Yeah, but I know. Look, everybody, three teams with a 14-win season, two of them with a 14. I know that's hard to argue against.
Yep.
I still don't see why we can't beat either one of those teams. You know, they got a rah-rah coach in Detroit. He's probably told the Ray Rhodes story in the locker room.
I can actually see Dan Campbell doing that. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
I could definitely see him doing that.
All right, Jeff. Thank you for the call. Man.
Appreciate it, brother. Yeah. Yes.
I was just trying to see if.
No, I know what you're saying.
Because a lot of times people get on the air and they're like, I think one thing, and then the glow of Ike is there, and they're like, you know what? Ike's freaking right again.
It's tough, man. I know it, man.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. I know what I'm dealing with. I know what I signed up for. Bam and Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam? Bam?
Bam? Damn it, Bam.
Oh, there he is.
Yo, Spike, what's up?
What's up, Bam? How we doing?
Not much. I'm good. I hope you like my care package I sent you guys.
Yeah, Fran just told us. He sent us pizza and wings.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Yeah.
Today?
Did you just send it? You sent it recently?
Yeah, just like about like 20 minutes ago.
Okay, hasn't gotten here yet, but when it does. So thank you, Bam.
Holy cow,
that
Bam.
Is very, very kind of you.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Not expecting that.
Happy New Year. I'm trying to be the afternoon foxhole guy.
Oh, well, hell yeah, but that's already done.
Yeah, Bam, you're a foxhole. You're a foxhole.
Yeah, that's a gift. You bought your way in, brother.
And I also like that you're trying to ruin Ike's
Ike's
New Year's resolution.
Yeah, seriously, man. I had a salad today. I was doing well, man.
Yep. Well, now you got pizza and wings.
Yep.
Just throw some lettuce on it.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah.
Yep.
What do you think, Ben?
All right. So before I get to my point, Spike, I'm going on a cruise the weekend of the Super Bowl, right? So the Super Bowl, if the Eagles make the Super Bowl win, and this is my point right here, Super Bowl is a Super Bowl bust, man. And if we make the Super Bowl and we win, the afternoon show is invited to join me on a cruise so we can celebrate in Jamaica.
We all go on a cruise?
What?
Dude, that would be, what a great bit that would be.
Man.
Yeah. You go on a cruise to Jamaica. Well, I'm not a cruiseman.
I've only been on one cruise.
Can we just be on land somewhere, man?
I'll be in Montego Bay.
All right, that sounds good with me. That sounds good with me. Yeah, I've never been on a cruise, but I do get seasick. I feel like I'd be throwing up the whole time on a cruise. Have you been on a cruise?
Yeah, I've been on. This is my second one.
Okay. And you didn't get seasick at all?
Nah.
Now, I did 7 days. Now, Renee got seasick, like the fourth or fifth day she did. With me, I was drinking so much, I don't know if I was seasick or not.
And there's two cruise things that make me nervous. One is when the cruise thing happened at the beginning of COVID and those people got stuck in the ocean because nobody would let them to come.
Remember I was promoting the cruise ship?
Yes.
Right when COVID hit.
Yep. So there's that one. And then, I don't know, maybe this is just because I spend too much time on TikTok. It looks like there's a lot of partying going on these cruises that is a little extreme.
It's out of control now. Yes. Yeah, some of these booze cruises they're a little too rowdy for me.
Yeah, I don't need to be getting a fight at the bar because I didn't get the drink or anything.
Right.
I don't know.
A watered down drink at that.
Yes. Bam, what's your all-time favorite game show?
All right, I told Frank something different back there.
That's all
but
right.
I realized when me and my brother were younger, we were actually on this Nickelodeon game show called Double Dare.
You were on Double Dare?
Yeah.
I think I do remember Double Dare.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that?
Yeah, with Mark, what's his last name?
Mark.
The host. He's around here. He's from around here.
He's from around here.
Yeah, I'll look it up. You were on Double Dare?
Mark Summers.
You were on Double Dare?
Yes.
Wow. Did you win?
We gave him in second place.
Oh, so you didn't get to do the thing at the end. There was that whole obstacle course at the end. You didn't do that.
No.
Oh, all right.
You gave it second place. Hey, Spike.
Yes, sir.
I challenge you next Monday, if you're doing the show with Chickies.
We are.
I challenge you to 5:30 Creed.
You challenge me?
Yep.
What is the challenge?
And I can do the whole song in a cappella.
Oh. Are you going to come to Chickies?
Yes, I will. I was there 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
Okay.
I'm going to come.
All right. All right. All right. We'll certainly let you sing Creed a cappella. Absolutely.
Who can sing it better?
Yeah. All right, Bam.
All right, Spike.
Happy New Year, man.
So a little show accountability?
Yes. What'd we screw up?
Drew Carey never hosted Family Feud.
What did he host?
Price is Right.
Oh.
Price is Right. So maybe we were thinking of Louis Anderson.
Oh.
Remember Louis Anderson?
Yes. Now, I know the difference between the two, but I knew that Drew Carey hosted a game show.
I was with you.
It was Family Feud.
I thought it was Family Feud, too.
And Louis Anderson passed away, right? Didn't he die?
I think so.
Yeah, he did.
Now, these other two hosts, I don't even remember these guys hosting.
Other Family Feud hosts?
Yeah, before we got to Steve Harvey.
Okay.
Richard Kern? Karn? K-A-R-N?
Don't remember him.
Yep, don't remember him. And then John O'Hurley.
John O'Hurley, I know who John O'Hurley is.
White hair?
Yeah, but I don't remember him hosting Family Feud.
Don't remember him either.
I only remember Richard Dawson.
Yeah.
And I guess I know
I knew
Steve
Ray Combs. I knew Ray Combs was from Cincinnati, I believe.
And someone tweeted us a picture of Ray Combs. I remember who that guy is. I just didn't remember him by name.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592.
Show accountability.
Yeah, accountability. We're always wrong about everything. Almost always wrong. We will admit it, though. Part of our charm is that we're wrong about everything.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Do the Eagles have to get to the Super Bowl this year for the season to be a success? Coming up next, Elliot Shore Parks. Want to grill Elliot on the Jalen Hurts situation. Because I am caught between everything's fine, because everybody's sort of signaling that everything's fine. But he's also been in concussion protocol for 2.5 weeks. And that's just
that's a long time.
It's like a little weird to me. Yeah. And people are saying, well, he didn't need to practice last week anyway, but it would have been nice if he could, right? Even though they weren't playing.
Yeah, he didn't have to play. He could practice.
Something smells fishy.
That's actually a good point.
So, yeah, right? Everybody's like, oh, there's no reason to clear him. It's like, yes, there is.
What do you mean? We got to get ready for a damn game.
A playoff game. Yeah.
Yes.
So we have Elliot Shore Parks next, along with your calls. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.